Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is intended for mature audiences.
Michael!
Yeah?
What do you see?
There's a hole.
A hole?
Something in it. That's, oh my God. It's bodies!
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum. Look around you. A heavy rope twisted into a noose, stained by time and the blood of man. One man. It is a hangman's rope, an excruciating way to die. And suicide, it's the choice of those beyond mercy. Those who must atone for the darkest, most unspeakable sins. And that is where our story begins, our tale of the Dark Sanctum.
By now, right? The harbor. I guess we'll know it when we see it.
I'll look for boats. Oh!
What is it?
Baby just kicked.
Let me feel it.
Did you feel it?
I felt it. I felt it. Future football star there. Clyde.
We are not calling our son Clyde.
Why not? Hey, Bonnie and Clyde?
No.
It's a classic badass name.
No, no Clyde, no Mervin, no Cletus.
No Cletus?
No, definitely no Cletus.
Wait. There it is.
What?
At the harbor, there.
A harbor? There's one boat. I thought a harbor was full of boats and yachts.
That's no yacht. It's more like the Orca.
The what?
The fishing boat from Jaws.
Oh, great. Didn't that sink?
Let's not discuss it. That's bad karma. All aboard!
It's called the Mercy.
As in, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Well, I can see why your dad didn't want you to have this boat.
Yeah, he had more sense than you did. Sick old man living on a social security in a one-bedroom in Van Nuys. God, he had no business owning this.
It's a boat. Why shouldn't you have it? When he died, the estate was going to just auction it off or junk it. Saved it for us.
Michael, you trust this broken-down all-wooden boat in the open waters?
The estate lawyer said it was seaworthy. Besides, it was important for your father.
Well, he was ill, Michael, mentally ill, and my mom was even worse.
Well, glad you were adopted.
Yeah, me too. My mom always wanted a boy, but they ended up with a girl.
A girl soon to be a mummy.
Stop. You have my bag?
Right here.
And you honestly want to spend a week on this boat, or however long we're lost at sea?
We won't get lost. There's a navigation system anyway. This key starts the motor. Look. Fuel level says full. Ooh, tickety-boo. Look, this is our last big adventure before the baby comes, okay? Then it's just going to be sleepless nights, nappy rash, play dates, and teacher-parent conferences. Besides, boats don't fall into your hands every day.
No, no, they fall into disrepair.
Whoa, listen to that purr. I'm going to take our stuff below, and we're going to go out to sea.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Arr. Look, out there. Look, way out there. Lights on land.
Oh, we're so far out.
Shh. Listen to that. What do you hear?
Nothing.
Isn't that wonderful?
Maybe a little.
Why don't we finish this conversation below?
Navigation
is shattered.
Fuck. I have my phone.
We're too far out.
We need a gun.
We don't have a gun or a radio.
Flares?
I don't see any. Think.
What happened?
The panel just fell out by the helm. There's something inside.
What is it? Michael, what is it?
I don't know. A cassette tape.
What?
We've got to stay calm. There's nobody here now. It's pitch black. We can't go anywhere. We just need to hold on till morning. Coast Guard, you know, their patrols. They patrol these waters. They'll find us sooner or later. They'll find us.
Our baby is on this boat, Michael.
I know. I'm going to protect all of us. I see a tape player below.
Let me see the tape. That's my father's writing.
What does it say?
It says, listen.
She wanted it, and she was gonna have it. I'm gonna keep trying, she said. I'm gonna keep trying. She wanted a boy. But what is this? Is that a boy? I can't tell. What is it? I deliver them at home, all of them. But every time, what's wrong with it? Look at it. What's wrong with it? Why does it look like that? What's wrong with its face? So we try again and again and again. Look at it. It's the same. What's wrong with it? Freaks. No, we can't have that. It's cruel. Stop it. Kill it. So every time I take a pillow and every time, again and again and again, God help me. I wrapped them up, all of them. I hid them where nobody would find them. They will never be at rest. I hear them everywhere. I see them everywhere. They can never be buried. They will never be free. We will always be damned.
Oh my God, what did he do? What did he do?
Why did he hide this cassette on this boat?
He hid it where nobody would find it.
I'm going up there.
Don't you leave me.
Stay here. I mean it.
Out there.
No! What are you?
will never be at rest.
I need to put them at rest. I need to bury them.
You can never be buried.
In water, overboard, burial at sea. Okay. Okay.
It will never be free.
Sleep tight, Mommy loves you. Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. I love you.
Kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
The Dark Sanctum. Episode Damned. Starring Bethany Joy Lenz, Clive Standen, and Michael O'Neill. Created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Executive producer Paul Anderson for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Hey, Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.